Well, Christine, how are things in Silver City?
Busy as always, Edmundo.
Well, let's get things off with the case that is taking place here in Doña Ana County, and that is the case of the DA from your area, Francesca Estevez.
Yes, that's correct, Edmundo. There was a hearing Monday in Judge Driggers' courtroom where the Attorney General's office, which is prosecuting this case, had filed a motion to restore three of the four ethics violations that she's been charged with. And that motion was heard, and Judge Driggers denied it. So he heard further arguments from both attorneys, urged them both to pare their documents and witnesses down and prepare for trial June 12th. The Attorney General's office is still going to appeal, and that will go to the Court of Appeals, but it's not clear if they'll even take that up. And Judge Driggers made the point a couple of times that this is a misdemeanor case. And, you know, he even made the comment like it's not the Charlie Manson trial. So there's a lot of activity around this misdemeanor case. There's one ethics violation that she will still face, and that is for using her state vehicle while allegedly not working that day. So using her state vehicle on a personal errand, and then two harassment charges for her behavior following the incident in relation to the two police officers. So that's what she'll face trial on June 12th, and that trial should be heard here in Grant County, I
Okay.
believe.
Okay, Christine, thank you very much. Let's talk to Ben Fisher, who has been busy working on the Gila Regional Medical Center. Ben, what is the latest?
Well, lots of news on the hospital front this week. At the Grant County Commission's regular meeting on Thursday, hospital administrators came forward to break down a little bit of this $8.2 million lump sum reimbursement from the state that they've been getting that they hope will help convince the commission that their finances are in better shape.
And I understand there was a big reimbursement, and at the same time, the county commission is still shopping the hospital around.
That's correct. The County Commission continues their exploration with Juniper Advisory to explore possible options for the future of the hospital. Some investigative work from the press has revealed that those options are a lot more diverse than we originally thought. Everyone keeps talking about a sale, a partnership, or leaving it as it is, but they're in the proposal that Juniper Advisory, the contractor, submitted to the county before their hire, they've conducted transactions that are everything and everything in between those options as well, from splitting the ownership between two companies to regular old mergers. So it's very complex, but to help them do that, the county has scheduled several public meetings this week on Wednesday and Thursday between medical staff and the public, which they don't have to do. A Daily Press review of state law found no public input is required
Interesting.
Of local governments when selling or leasing property. So that is something the commission is offering that they don't need to.
Yeah, well, that makes it worthwhile to have the input from the community and from the medical staff as to what direction they have opinions on which direction the hospital should go. So that makes it very
Absolutely.
interesting. Let's move on to events. We just wrapped up the Gila tour of the Gila. How did that go?
Oh, it was a great day. It was a great week of races. Everyone turned out on Saturday for the Downtown Criterium, which has become one of the favorite events throughout the year. And we have coverage of that in our Monday edition. And, it was just the first weekend of events, kind of, that really kicks off our festival season this summer. Last week was also the Western New Mexico University's Great Race, which has become a big tradition in town. And this weekend, we have Continental Divide Trail Days. The Trail Days, Silver City has been named, a couple years ago as the gateway community to the Continental Divide Trail, and this event has really become the landmark event to kick off the hiking season from Mexico to Canada.
Yeah, that sounds great, man. All right, Ben, we'll talk to you next week, sir.
All right, take care.
Bye.